Okay.
No,
else.
Adrian, your first.
She didn't get her met yesterday. Oh, I was here yesterday.
Yes.
Right.
Go.
Right. Yep.
Well, I had no idea yesterday, but it's a good thing I didn't go yesterday because now I think I can do it.
Okay.
She's right. So the archetype that I'm.
Oh wait, do we have a
I've got one. I'm recording it right now.
Oh great. The archetype that resonated for me, which evolved this summer, was first it was weed, I mentioned that too, and then it became wildflower thanks to Gail. And I realized that it sort of suits my goal in every chakra. I didn't set a goal after last class, but I realized I did it. I did the goal, which was I had to move. A lot of stuff moved temporarily. And in the process of it, I was confronting my spread. And my flowers, my growth is all over the place. And I have all this shame around mess, being messy. Clearly have a vow, my mom's messy, to not be messy. And the shame and the comes up in my relationship. And I spend so much time recriminating myself for not having a chakra to be tidy. Mm-hmm. And trying to, one of the goals, and I think Robin mentioned this, was how many times a day pay attention to how many times a day I'm judging what I didn't do well enough or what I did poor, and I have this perfection, the vow to be perfect and all these things. So I think it's my goal is to embrace the creativity and all the good things that come out of the way I am in the world. And see it. It's like, so I spent, since last class, going through my mess, some of which was my creative mess that allows me to make art, and some of it was the mess that happens because I'm trying to pollinate a lot of things all the time and nurture and connect with people, and I'm kind of all over the place in a way that's my energy. So I'm trying to work with how do I see, accept really what feels very resonant, like this. I spread in a lot of directions, so usually I'm like, oh, you're so ADD, you can't focus. So there's always the negative.
Judgment, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so so I think you're on to something, but I think you need to pick something specific that you want to do. Because, of course, you're spread all over the place, and then your goal is spread all over the place. So we need to.
No,
take
my
that.
Goal isn't to spread. It's,
No.
Okay.
You are spread out. Your goal is too big. It's like too many
big.
Things, too
right.
many factors. It's like picking one thing that you want to do incredibly averagely.
I think I do everything average, and that's the problem.
Well, but do it so that it becomes really clear that and that you are that you enjoy whatever level of organization there is in it. You celebrate whatever you have, whatever it is, and you pick something that you just enjoy doing, not something you I mean, you might be successful at it. It might, make money, you might sell something, you might do it, but it's more just doing it just for the sheer joy of doing it and being really aware that you make all the choices in what you're doing around how much fun you're gonna have with it, how creative it is, how much it stimulates you, and none of the choices around whether it ever gets successful, ever even finishes. Because on April 9th, whenever class is over, whatever you're doing, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example or something? I mean, does it have to be related to creativity, or is it just to try to work a pickleball game?
If you created a workspace that was totally messy.
Oh, I've done that.
Deliberately.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to do? I mean, what's one thing that you want to do? Like, what's one, like, goal that you, that your, you know, that your business, your, like, what do you want to produce and are planning on producing or wanted to bring out in the world?
I don't know.
We're still talking about your external goal here. We still have to get the internal goal, but
right.
So what's one thing that you of your big mess that's sort of like things halfway made or whatever that you could finish up or do, you know, like put some focus on? What do you like doing?
Working with my hands.
Okay. And what? And what would that look like? A big piece of art, a big
Wanting to figure out how to do my knitted sculptures with materials that are weatherproof on the backside.
Okay.
But I haven't quite. I just got some materials from somebody.
All right. So I like that. Something like that.